The Bema sits at the south end of the ancient forum, a rectangular platform of blue and white marble, raised roughly 2 meters above the surrounding pavement, faced with carved cornices and flanked by stone benches. Reliefs and inscribed fragments date the structure to the early 1st century CE. It is the Roman tribunal where the proconsul heard public cases. It is the only structure in Corinth that the Book of Acts and the archaeological record agree on by function. Acts 18 names a date marker. Paul was brought before the proconsul Lucius Junius Gallio Aninus, elder brother of the philosopher Seneca. The reason that line carries unusual evidentiary weight sits about 90 kilometers north, at Delphi. 4 broken marble fragments, excavated near the Temple of Apollo between 1905 and 1910, preserve a letter from the Emperor Claudius that names Gallio as proconsul of Achaia during the 26th acclamation of Claudius. That acclamation narrows Gallio's term to 51 or 52 CE. The Delphi stone gives Paul's stay at Corinth the firmest absolute date anywhere in the New Testament. Walk north out of the forum. Cross to the paved plaza beside the theatre. Set into the original Roman pavement lies a slab incised in deep Latin capitals, Erastus pro edilitate sva pecnia stravit. Erastus, in return for his aedileship, laid this pavement at his own expense. The letters stand roughly 18 centimeters tall, cut deep, originally inlaid with bronze. Excavators uncovered the slab in 1929 still in situ. Romans 16 verse 23, written from Corinth, sends greetings from Erastus, oikonomos of the city. The Greek and Latin civic titles do not match cleanly. The name, the city, and the decade do. Continue to the archaeological museum. In a side gallery sits a fragment of grey limestone, broken at both ends, carved in uneven Greek capitals reading Synagogue HEBR. The full reading is Synagogue of the Hebrews. Letter forms place it loosely between 100 BCE and 200 CE. The stone may sit a century later than Paul's visit. It may rest on a successor building on the same plot. Acts 18 verse 4 records that Paul argued in the synagogue every Sabbath until conflict pushed him next door, to the house of the Gentile convert Titius Justus. 3 stones. A bema fixing the courtroom. A pavement signed by a city treasurer of the right name. A doorway naming a community by its own self-description. None of them depicts a face. None preserves a speech. The artifacts that survive from Corinth are the letters Paul wrote after he left, and the inscriptions the city cut while he was passing through. Walk out of the forum and follow the Lycaon road north toward the old harbor. The marble paving slabs still carry wheel grooves cut by the carts that moved cargo across the isthmus, worn deep enough that a modern shoe drops into them. Stand inside one of those ruts. Look back at the bema, then forward at the harbor stones. That is the trade lane that brought a tent maker to this agora, and the corridor along which his letters left it.